When I started birding in 1975, one of the first things I learned was that ducks were dying of lead poisoning in dangerous numbers. A 1959 study by the Illinois Natural History Survey estimated that every single year between 1938 and 1954, at least 2 to 3% of the entire North American waterfowl population was killed by lead poisoning. In addition to waterfowl, lead shot was killing more than 27 other bird species. Even today, every raptor center in the country sees a huge increase in eagles this time of year, many with dangerously high lead levels, as eagles eat gut piles and carcasses of deer and other game that were shot but eluded the hunter. So as far back as 35 years ago, it seemed like a no-brainer to me to ban lead shot for hunting, period. But the National Rifle Association and hunting groups fought tooth and nail to keep on using lead shot even for duck hunting, and it took 2 decades until 1991 before it was finally banned, but only on waterfowl hunting. By then, most hunters were ready to accept the ban, so compliance was high. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service researchers examined thousands of ducks harvested in the Mississippi Flyway during the 1996 and 1997 waterfowl seasons, the fifth and sixth seasons after the 1991 ban. They found that the ban on lead shot reduced lead poisoning deaths of Mississippi Flyway mallards by 64%, while overall ingestion of toxic pellets declined by 78% over previous levels. After such proven success, but because so many waterfowl and scavenging birds such as bald eagles were still being exposed to lead shot from hunters using it on upland wildlife, it seemed like the logical next step was to ban lead shot on upland birds. Steel is the cheapest alternative to lead, but has a much shorter effective range than lead because of its lower density. In recent years, several companies have created heavier-than-lead non-toxic shot out of tungsten, bismuth, or other elements with a density similar to or greater than lead's. These shells have a more consistent pattern and greater range than steel shot. The increase in performance comes at a higher cost, but is still only a tiny fraction of a hunter's overall expenses. California is a critical place for lead issues because critically endangered California condors are still dying of lead poisoning. A proposal to ban lead shot for non-waterfowl hunting on state wildlife management areas was rejected this year, again by heavy lobbying on the part of hunters and the NRA. Field and Stream published a balanced news story about it. The only comments on their online forum were by hunters supporting the continued use of lead shot. One guy actually wrote, quote, "Why pussyfoot around lead and its poisoning effect on living things? We know it does. Lawmakers know it does. Various commissions within the California Fish and Game know it does. Myself and those I hunt with have all spit out lead shot eating game birds we killed, and we all know that lead is readily available for our reloads, store-bought shells, and slugs, and is cheaper, which is the main reason we hunters want the next bill to die in committee as well." In other words, the hunters speaking out on this issue understand perfectly well that lead shot is still poisoning wildlife. But saving a few dollars a year, just a tiny fraction of how much they spend on hunting, is worth millions of animals suffering, the enormous expenses to wildlife rehabbers, and the loss in even critically endangered species. I'd love for anyone who claims that hunters today deserve to be called conservationists to explain this to me. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.